Sidra. Sidra settled into the piece of furniture beside Tak's tool cabinet. It was an elim, a sort of responsive chair that molded itself around the body of the person using it. Sidra was fascinated as she watched the white material shift around the kit. She fought the urge to stand the kit up just so she could sit down and watch the elim move again. But Tak was preparing his tools, and that was fascinating too. He had a fresh pipe of tall flower, a full cup of mech, a gloved pair of hands. He loaded cartridges of color bolts into the industrial-looking needle pen, which looked a bit frightening, even in the hands of one so friendly. "It doesn't use magnets, does it?" Sidra asked, eyeing the hefty machine as calmly as she could. It was an odd thing to ask, she knew, but Tak seemed to take it as nothing more than quirk. "Nope, just pumps and gravity. Why? You have implants you're worried about?" "No," Sidra said, glad the question hadn't been more specific. "Well, even if you did, no magnets here. But it is going to hurt. You know that, right?" Sidra chose her words carefully. "I know that tattoos hurt, yes." That much was true. She left out the part about not being able to feel pain. She'd practiced wincing the night before. Blue had said she'd got it down. Tak loaded the final cartridge with a decisive snap. He lit his pipe and inhaled deeply, ribbons of smoke curling out of his flat nostrils. He gestured over his scrib, bringing up the image he and Sidra had worked on so intently together. A crashing wave, teeming with all manner of sea life. The image moved, just as it would on the kit's skin, fins and tentacles gently, gently pulsing forward and back, no faster than a sigh. The movement was noticeable, but not distracting. It'd take the bots a full minute to cycle through the image. "A subtle bit of background action," as Tak had put it. Sidra looked at it hungrily, trying to imagine how it would look on her housing. Her pathways practically vibrated with excitement. Tak noticed her eagerness. "You ready to do this?" Sidra leaned the kit back into the elim. "I'm ready." Tak sat in his work chair, dragging it close as he could to her. He disinfected the surface of the kit's skin with a small spray bottle, then shaved the fine hair away with a hand razor. Sidra hadn't realized that would be part of the process. That hair would never grow back, and having a bald patch on the kit's upper arm would look odd. She made a note to shave the rest of the kit's arms at home. It would be less obvious that way. Tak tapped the pen on. It was louder than Sidra expected, though maybe only due to its closeness. The needle touched the kit's arm. She directed the kit to inhale softly. Tak pushed the needle through the skin. Sidra closed the kit's eyes. The needle buzzed forward. She inhaled again, a little sharper, a little shorter, just as she and Blue had practiced. Tak pulled the needle back. "That's how it feels. Is that okay?" "That's okay." "You're gonna do great. I know it. Just let me know if you need a break." He leaned in, moving the needle with the same care and sincerity as Blue with his brushes, as Pepper with her tools. Sidra watched with interest as little lines of still dormant bots appeared, dark and clear below the surface. The kit bled. Tak dabbed the dishonest red liquid up with the corner of a clean cloth. He saw no difference. "So," Tak said, never taking his eyes off his work, "I watched that vid series you mentioned last time, the documentary on the first Exodans leaving the Sol system." A warm little glow danced through Sidra's pathways. "What'd you think?" "Absolutely fascinating," Tak said. "It lost me a bit toward the end. The montage of images of the original crew, Yeah, dragged on a little too long. But don't get me wrong, I thought it was terrific overall. Much, much better than the scraps about human expansion I learned as a kid. Citra was delighted that her recommendation had been well received. If you want to keep going in that vein, there's another series called Children of War. It's not quite as weighty, but I think it offers some very good complimentary ideas about the politics on Mars at the time, she processed. You went to university, right? I did. A nostalgic, orange-flecked ripple crossed Tak's cheeks. I had aims to be an historian when I was younger. Started my certification track and everything. Really? Really. It's the only time I've lived away from here. Spent 3 standards at Ontalden. You know it? No. It's one of the big universities on Sohep Free. Had a lot of appeal to me back then. I wanted to see the home world. Wanted to see what life was like outside of the port. He shifted his pipe from one side of his mouth to the other. But it wasn't for me, in the end. I love learning. I love history. But there's history in everything. Every building, everybody you talk to. It's not limited to libraries and museums. I think people who spend their lives in school forget that sometimes. Citra wished she could watch the needle and Tak's expressions at once. She was keen on processing both. Why wasn't it for you? Tak thought as he worked. I like history because it's a way of understanding people. Understanding why we're all like we are right now, especially in a place like this. He rocked his head toward the door, toward the multi-species crowd beyond the wall. I wanted to understand my friends and neighbors better. But when I was on Sohep Free, I spent a lot of time holed up in the university archives, learning about my own species history. We Shans, you know, we used to be cultural conduits. We brought a little bit of each village with us when we switched between. Something about that really spoke to me. Not like it's in my genes or something. I don't believe we're defined by this. He held up the wet rag, speckled with false blood. But that idea of being an ambassador of sorts grabbed me, for whatever reason. I realized I wanted to work with a more tangible kind of history. That's why I do bot ink and scale dyeing and all that stuff. There are few better ways to get to know how a species thinks than to learn their art. Tak lifted the needle off the kit's skin, adjusting his pipe between his delicate teeth. You sure you've never done this before? He asked, nodding toward the kit's arm. You're doing really well. A jolt of nervousness shot through her. She'd forgotten to maintain the appearance of pain. Yes. She gave the kit a tight smile that communicated toughness, or so she hoped. It was a good thing that she'd seen so little of physical pain, but some frame of reference for how often and to what degree she should make the kit look uncomfortable would have been helpful. She chastised herself for not thinking to find some vids of organic sapiens getting tattoos. Still, Tak seemed impressed, and in Sidra's estimation, that was a good turn of events. They sat that way for an hour and a half, Tak altering the kit, Citra watching his progress and pulling faces, the time punctuated by idle chit-chat, vids, food, water ball, and lulls of comfortable silence when Tak was most focused. At last, Tak sat back, switching off the pen. All right, he said. There's your first layer. What do you think? Let me know if there's something you don't like. You won't hurt my feelings. Citra examined the outline that had been driven into the kit's synthetic skin. The kit started smiling almost before she'd had time to process. This is great, she said. Yeah? Yeah, it's wonderful. The kit grinned at him. Can we do the next layer now? Tak laughed, talk box bobbing in his throat. I need a short break, and so do you. I'll get us both some water. Sidra eyed the static outline and imagined it with color, motion, life. Can I see how it's going to move? Sure, Tak said. You won't get the full effect yet, but I can show you where it's at right now. He picked up his scrib and accessed some sort of control program. I'll just activate it for a few seconds, then shut it back down. Tak gestured at the scrib. In an instant, Sidra's excitement turned to fear. A dozen warning notifications leapt to the forefront of her pathways. System errors, signal errors, feedback errors. Something was wrong. Sidra? Tak said, cheeks anxious. Sidra didn't hear the rest. The kit convulsed, doubling over and falling backward. She was dimly aware of Tak catching her, but her knowledge of that was buried beneath error after error, flashing red and urgent. And her pathways didn't make sense. Things were stuck. Things were falling. Things were opening and closing with her on both sides of the door. What was she saying? Was she saying something? No, Tak was. I'm calling emergency services. Sidra, stay with me. An interesting thing happened. Sidra heard herself speak, even though she couldn't see the process that made her do so. No. Pepper. Not services. Pepper. Get Pepper. She wasn't sure which part of her was still running speech protocols, but it was a good thing they were working, because the rest of her was losing the fight in keeping the kit still, and her pathways really couldn't process anything more than...